Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict on Thursday assured the people of Australia of his prayers and sent his condolences to the grieving individuals and families who've lost loved ones in the recent bushfires in the southern Australian state of Victoria. The Holy Father made his remarks while meeting with the first resident ambassador to the Holy See from Australia since diplomatic relations were established in 1972. Although Australia has long had an embassy to the Holy See in Rome, the ambassador has generally resided in Ireland. The former Deputy Prime Minister, Timothy Fisher, was nominated by the Australian government after Pope Benedict's visit to Australia for World Youth Day last July. Pope Benedict called the appointment a welcome new stage in diplomatic relations between the two states and said it provides an opportunity to deepen mutual understanding and to extend their already significant collaboration. Pope Benedict remarked upon Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's recent apology to Indigenous peoples for the injustices they suffered in the past. He said it signaled that a profound change of heart has been affirmed. He also praised the government's efforts to facilitate interreligious dialogue and cooperation both at home and in the Pacific region. The Pope noted that Australia's active support of the Millennium Development Goals, numerous regional partnerships, initiatives to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and keen concern for just economic development are well known and respected. He also noted with interest the Australian government's determination to establish relations of cooperation based on the values of fairness, good governance, and the sense of a regional neighborhood. Pope Benedict said a genuinely ethical stance is at the heart of every responsible, respectful, and socially inclusive development policy. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.